We are joined now by Shane Albers. I said that right, didn't I, Shane?
Yes, sir, you did.
And we always like talking to you, Shane, because you do one of the most important things that happens here at the seaplane base, and that is get the airplanes from out in the water into the harbor. Tell us a little bit about the job of the harbor master.
Well, my job is it's pretty extensive. Takes a very large core group of volunteers to make this operation go around. We have our point control, which is a separate operation. They guide the airplane down into the seaplane base. Once they land in the water, that becomes my responsibility. At that point, we need to get that airplane into the docks. After he gets into the docks, we greet him, fuel him, offload his equipment, and then we use a very specialized system with towboats to take the airplane out to the mooring field. Pretty extensive.
So when somebody comes to the seaplane base and they're going to land here, what is it that they do? Do they call you on the radio first?
That's correct. Our frequency here is 123.3. They call us. They say, approaching seaplane base. And at that point, our point control is very efficient and effective, and they get our airplane into where they have to go.
And, of course, it's up to a seaplane pilot to decide which way he wants to land, picking a direction into the wind out there, and then water taxiing through the cut here, the channel, past the point master, as you call them, right?
Point control.
And now he's in the harbor, and once he's in the harbor, he comes and visits our dock folks here.
Correct. Yep. We have a dock worker out there that has batons that kind of waves them in the air to show him where he needs to go. And guides him into the dock, and then we tie him off, and our whole process from there begins. Then a whole nother process begins.
Right, and Lori, we just had Lori on, and she talked all about the process after they're done with you. How many volunteers do you have?
Oh, boy.
In your organization?
Over on the docks?
Yeah, no, not the docks. In your harbor master purview, that area.
In my harbor master area, I would say that we have... We have a good 15 core, but we have upwards of 30 to 40 volunteers that help this process happen.
Yeah. Do the people flying into the seaplane base, Shane, do they have to call Oshkosh Tower?
No.
That's nice. They don't have to get in that fray at all.
That's exactly right. We're. It's been stated this is a little slice of paradise.
You have a whole separate page in the Air Venture NOTAM. Dealing with the seaplane base that makes it very easy for seaplane pilots to get in and out of here.
Yes, yeah, very much so. We have as much information on our website. We have a lot of information on the NOTAMs and stuff. And just to give our pilots the best edge, the best advantage to come spend their time with us down here at the seaplane base.
So, Shane, tell me something. You've been doing this for how many years now?
Been doing this for 16 years.
And, of course, you don't just walk into the role of harbor master. You were an assistant harbor master, I think, the first time I interviewed you years ago.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's no way else but up, right? So what advice would you give people who might want to come out and partake in the festivities and volunteer here at the seaplane base?
Work hard, stay focused, and have fun. That's really what it comes down to, is just stay focused, work hard, and just keep your head up. Positive attitudes go a long way.
Now, some people might think, well, I'm not a seaplane pilot. I don't have a float rating. I'm not really comfortable or welcome out there at the seaplane base. That's really not true, is it?
That is absolutely not true. And to tell you, J-Mon G, I'm not a pilot.
Well, Shane, someone should do something about that.
You know, I've been really trying to work on this for a long time, and let's see, you know, everybody's excuse, time and money.
Well, and that's true. What do you do when you're not here doing your harbor master thing?
When I'm not here doing my thing here at the Oshkosh Seaplane Base, I actually work for a dairy company in southeastern Wisconsin. I take care of all their tractors and trailers.
I thought I recognized that accent.
Oh. Yeah, we maintain about 40 different international tractors and 120 trailers and refrigeration units.
Oh, no kidding. Well, that's a big task.
Very, very large task.
Well, and that kind of thing really sets you up for what you need to do here, too. It gives you organizational abilities. It gives you a supervisory ability. It gives you kind of a planning type of mentality, which fits into your job really well here, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. It's a simple job, but at the same time, it's a very technical job. You have to know the ins and outs.
Well, and you're always thinking about the wind, aren't you? You're always thinking about the sea conditions. You're always thinking about those factors that a pilot might deal with or that you might have to deal with once the aircraft are actually in here.
And yeah, that's exactly right. There's several different factors that tell you, maybe keep me on edge throughout the week. Like yesterday, we had non-stop winds out of the north, which is just terrible operating conditions here for the seaplane base. We had 4-foot swells out there. It was not pleasurable waters, that's for sure.
So what happens if somebody's flying in from wherever they're coming from for AirVenture and they get here and the conditions are like they were yesterday, they can't land, right?
That's exactly right, yeah. Well, you know, in a situation like that, it's if they're an amphibious aircraft, which is wheels and floats, versus a straight float airplane, which is just floats, they can have the option to go land at Whitman or down to Fond du Lac, need be. If they're a straight float aircraft, we have something called Warbird Island, as the locals call it here. It's about 2.2 miles south of the seaplane base, which is protected when we have a north wind here. When the conditions are unfavorable at the base, they can land there. Then we send a boat down through the treacherous waters, which yesterday they truly were treacherous. And we pick them up and shuttle them over to Wentz.
So you have a mooring station down on the island for them. You have docks they can moor at, or are they buoys? Or
just buoys down there.
Okay, so you dock them on a buoy and get them secure. And then did you say you boat them back here, or you take them to Wentz's, did you say?
Yep, nope, we take them right over to Wentz. It's a little bit safer to go to Wentz. Otherwise, I'll tell you honestly, you make the trip down to Warbird and back, you're soaked head to toe.
Gotcha. So take them out. Wentz is a good fish restaurant on the lake there. Provide transportation by road back to the seaplane base.
Correct.
Then when conditions get better, just do it in reverse, huh?
And that's exactly right. And actually, we did that this morning. Conditions were favorable to go pick up the aircraft that were down at Warbird. So that's exactly what we did.
Warbird Island is popular for AirVenture for a number of reasons. This one I didn't even know about until you just said. But that's also the arrival route for the Warbirds. That's why they call it Warbird Island.
Yep.
And it's also an arrival route for some of the demo airplanes from over on Whitman AirVenture grounds. A lot of demonstration going on as vendors are trying to sell aircraft during this week. And so they have to have a way to get in and out over there, and that's how they come in and out also. So, boy, that island gets a lot of activity this week.
It sure does. It sure does.
Of course, your goal, unlike theirs, is to not ever have to use that island.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I do not like using that island unless we absolutely need to.
Well, listen, you come every year. What is turning out to be your favorite thing about this one?
The favorite thing about this year? I feel a little bit more relaxed. To tell you honestly, I'm a little bit more relaxed this year than in years past.
Well, that's called seasoning, Shane. You're seasoning well, is what we call that. Well, that's good. I mean, you don't ever want to go through the week volunteering stressed out. But you have a lot of responsibility, and that's understood. But also, out here at the seaplane base, you guys know how to relax, too.
Yeah, we do. yes, we do.
And that's one of the neatest things about out here is you guys work hard during the day. And in the evening, when things quiet down and there's no more seaplane operations, it's time to relax.
That's exactly right, yep.
And you have a great place to do it out here.
This is by far my most favorite spot on Lake Winnebago, is right here at the seaplane base.
Well, don't forget us over there too, Shane. Come over and visit the main grounds every once in a while.
You know, I tell you honestly, I haven't been there for about 8 years.
Wow. Well, see, that just goes to show what a neat place this is over here. Shane, thank you so much for talking with us again. We didn't get to talk to you last year, so it's always a pleasure to talk to the Harbor Master, being one of the key points to a seaplane base, of course.